Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome to all of my curious listeners out there. Welcome to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I am your host, Celeste Moore, and today I am getting to answer all of your burning desire questions on the Talk Dirty to Me episode. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a glowing review. This truly helps the podcast get seen by more people and in turn helps them out with their image and sex and relationships and anything dating related. So don't forget, and thank you for all my continuous listeners out there. I really, really appreciate it. So let's get right into it. Today, Drew is asking, I'm looking for love. What is the best way to go about finding my right partner for me? Okay, Drew. Well, I want to make sure that you know what it is you want out of your relationship. Okay. I don't want just her physical appearance or what, you know, she wants to do in her life and her values and beliefs, but it's also, it needs to be in alignment with yours. Even your sexual lifestyle, that plays a huge key component. They don't have to be perfectly exactly the same because nobody is. You're not going to find that. But, you know, the basis, the foundation, your life goals, your beliefs, and your values must align mostly. Every relationship will have a compromise, right? So like if this isn't perfect, there's some things that you're going to compromise on because the person is just too good to give up and too good to let go. Remember also, you cannot change anyone to what they want or believe in. So know that going into your relationship. Only if I tweaked this about her, only if she did this. No, it's never going to happen. So just drop it. If it doesn't work with the way it is now, it's never going to work. Know exactly or mostly where you are going with your life. Do you have beliefs that are a hard no and yes? Well, you should. Every person should have their deal breakers before you begin to date. So I understand that we all have like a list of 10. I mean, most of us do, but there's like a hard 3 to 5 that if she has, no matter what, then that's the, obviously it's a deal breaker. So know those before you start dating. You should also write a list of attributes you desire in a woman. For example, maybe you put loving, nurturing, warm. She has a little bit of spice. Maybe she likes to watch sports with you on your favorite game day, or maybe you want someone that's adventurous, and be as specific as possible. This will help answer questions where you can start meeting her. So maybe it's at a football game. Maybe it's at a hockey game. I don't know. Maybe you want a woman of faith, so it's at a church or a synagogue. Maybe you want someone that lives a healthy lifestyle. So maybe it's a fitness class or a gym. You see where I'm going with this, right? Also, please leave room for flexibility here. You don't want to be so rigid in your desires that you miss her because she wasn't 5'4 and brunette. Maybe she's 5'5 and she's blonde. You get what I'm saying. So good luck with that. The sooner and the more clear you are with who you are and what it is you're looking for, you'll find her. Next question is from Lou. Lou says, I'm so in love with my boyfriend, but he hardly makes me orgasm. I can only orgasm when he licks my clitoris. I am too scared to tell him the truth because I don't want to hurt his feelings. But how do I tell him? Oh my goodness, Lou. Okay. If you love your boyfriend, then I don't know why you would feel like you couldn't tell him what you want and what gets you off. Your orgasms matter just as much as his. And honestly, it's just constructive criticism, and I'm sure it should be appreciated. If he reacts hurt, you know, then maybe you have some things to work on. Make sure and tell him next time you are getting horny and turned on that you would love him to do XYZ to you. Explain it like in detail and don't feel ashamed to voice exactly what you want. I hope he gets it the first time, but if he doesn't, he should want to make you orgasm the next. Men that love their ladies will want to please you. I promise you. They really do get off on that. So it's just really about how to communicate with him without feeling, you know, ashamed, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. If at the end of the day he continues to be a selfish lover, then maybe it's time to call it. But best of luck to many orgasms, Lou. Next question, Corey. Corey is asking, I'm really wanting to have sex in some different places that are outside of the house or the outside of the bedroom that I could explore with my lady. Do you have any recommendations? Okay, Corey, so you want to be a bit of an exhibitionist. Love it. Super fun. But I would start small to see if this aligns with her too. Maybe rent a limo, take her to a fabulous dinner, and the way back, ask the driver to put the partition up, but leave a crack so it would be just a possibility that he could be watching you make out or getting super turned on, or maybe you're, you know, maybe you're fingering her. Maybe it's just like some hot foreplay. See how she responds to this and how do you like it? After a night out of some, you know, somewhere else, maybe you sneak on the side of a building and make out, or maybe you're a little dirty and want to have bathroom sex in a unisex bathroom stall. If it's clean, please, because it's kind of gross. But, you know, hey, it's just like getting your feet wet of if this is something that is exciting to both of you and you want to continue. Play around with different scenarios. There are also sex clubs that you can go to and you can have sex openly anywhere, any position with anyone. And you can just watch too. So have fun experimenting and exploring. I hope that helped. Next question and last is from Stefan. He says, I want to have a threesome with my wife. I feel like she would be down if the situation felt natural. But how do I find a willing partner? All right, Stefan, there are numerous alternative websites for this particular subject. There's all different websites where people just want to get together and explore sexuality and play. I mean, I believe sometimes you need to put like your photo up and a description and what you're looking for. But if you're comfortable with that, then why not? At least try it. And you can always call an escort. There are legitimate websites and you can visit in your local city, or maybe you explore when you're on vacation so it's not so close to home. That's always a little bit exciting too, right? There are also sex clubs where this is acceptable, but you need to make sure of the rules before you arrive so that you're not, you know, upset if that's not okay. Maybe it ends up being someone you know, but if this goes bad for some reason and like jealousy or like were to arise, then you could potentially ruin a friendship. So just keep that in mind. But get creative and have fun. I mean, these are all amazing questions and I'm love that I can answer them. And I hope that you're taking some tidbits from it, but I can't wait to have another episode of the Talk Dirty to Me. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. come and hang out with me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.